My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number three, and we are so, I'm just really thrilled to be able to bring you this program today. The gentleman who you see on your screen is Dr. Peter McCullough, and he is one of the leading voices in identifying this pandemic. We've had Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Brian Hooker, Dr. Syed Haider. We've had a number of individuals, Dr. Peter Bregan, on the program talking about this, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. But Dr. Peter McCullough has been the warrior at the tip of the spear. You saw him in the video that you just saw with Lee Dundas and Thomas Renz, who's also been on the program here a number of times. And he was in the hearing with Senator Ron Johnson. I welcome you, Dr. Peter. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin, I guess, at the beginning. Talk to us about what they knew and when they knew it.
You mentioned one of the authors of one of the key books. You know, I recently was on TV with Steve Bannon. I was at CPAC, and Steve impressed me with one thing. He says, the cover-up will not be successful. You know, you can change social media, you can change Google filters, you can delete Twitter accounts, but you actually can't censor books unless you burn them. And the view of book burning is so so striking in people's minds. I don't think we'll get to book burning. Bannon doesn't either. And he says the books document it all. And the one I'm referring to is by Peter and Ginger Bregan. It's COVID-19 and the Global Predators, We Are the Prey. And I wrote one of the introductions. The Bregan book, which is a chronicle, has over 1,100 citations. And in the back, there is a timeline. And the timeline outlines 36 pandemic preparedness planning events. So there was clearly planning for this and actually many pandemics. The National Institutes of Health has an entire division called BARDA, and it deals with biologic weapons. And the military has a group called DARPA, and they deal with biologic weapons. And so in order to prepare America for a biologic attack, they actually work with the weapon and try to come up with a solution. And this is true for anthrax and a whole variety of other potential threats. Well, there's been, ever since SARS-1, there's been a program for SARS-2 to actually see if it could actually be a weapon and how would we deal with it. And two seminal papers that are in the timeline, our first author is Vineet Menachery. The senior author is Ralph Barrick. And there's a few Chinese authors. One of them is Dr. Shengran Li, who's known as the Bat Lady from Wuhan. But listen, this was an American effort. Mm-hmm. And it was funded by the National Institutes of Health. All the research was conceived, and all the brain power came from America. And in these two papers, one was published in Nature, the other one in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. So this is actually in the literature in 2015. It's in medical history. It was known about. The title of the paper is Emergence of SARS-CoV-2 into human populations. So that's prima facie historical evidence that it was planned to have COVID-19 come into human populations.
You know, I was at, it's interesting, right after Katrina, I was at an event. It was a AFSCI when they first launched as the forensic training arm for the Department of Homeland Security. And I was there to do the interview processes, but there was a Dr. Brian Silver who was there. And we were talking at that point about the bird flu and about how bird flu could be weaponized and used as a biological weapon. And, you know, the mass number of deaths that could result as a result of that happening. And then I spent quite a bit of time with Nan Su with the Epic Times going through, talking about, for one thing, the number of bodies that they burned in Wuhan, having that infirmary going at literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, burning bodies because of how many people they killed. And they knew that they killed them. It wasn't an accident.
Well, you know, in our book, I have a recent book out called Courage to Face COVID-19. I wrote it with best-selling true crime author John Leake. We uncover really the incestuous relationship. You know, billionaire Stefan Bainzel, who was the CEO of BioMérieux, an in vitro diagnostics company in France, commissioned by Jacques Chirac. Bainzel and BioMérieux built the biosecurity level 4 annex for the lab in Wuhan, China. That's Bainzel. And then in 2015, he switches companies from a big conglomerate and he joins a one-person company in Cambridge, Massachusetts as the CEO, and that company's Moderna. And in 2015, Bainzel, who just finished building the Chinese lab, starts working with Moderna on a vaccine. And the intellectual property for the vaccine is co-held with the National Institutes of Health. Again, this is prima facie evidence that the U.S. was involved in an operation. They were involved in an operation. And on the surface, it may be an operation where they were working with a threat and working with a potential solution. But it's obviously it became a worldwide reality. It affected all of our lives. And then we saw all these players come into clear focus. It's what we call the biopharmaceutical complex.
So I guess the part of the question then is, I mean, this would seem to then have some relationship to what a lot of us refer to as the deep state, in essence. These are individuals, these are globalists, right, who are using these kinds of mechanisms because you can't control 7 billion people. So somehow you've got to whittle that population down. It's premeditated murder is what it sounds like to me.
You know, that's one analysis. I can tell you in our book, we lay out the stakeholders of the syndicate. Bragan does too. He calls it them actually predators. But at the top there is the World Economic Forum, which instead of being concerned with worldwide inflation or currency valuation, they seem to be preoccupied with changing the human form, human populations, what people do. There's also the Gates Foundation. Remember Gates,
right,
the former head of Microsoft,
yep,
largely was forced out of that business for forms of monopolistic types of infractions. And he takes that monopolistic tendency, that megalomaniac personality, if you will, from the software industry to the philanthropy industry. And in our book, our John Leake says we should pay attention to public utterances. So when Gates in 2010 says it's going to be the decade of the vaccine, we should take it seriously. In a TED Talk, I believe in 2012, when Gates says that we should use mass vaccination as a means to control population, we should take it seriously. Now, fast forward to Gates Foundation and the World Economic Forum in 2017 announce a new center. It's called CEPI. The Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness and Innovation. It's Bragan lays this out in the timeline. CEPI creates a business plan, and they put it up on their internet. It says there will be pandemics, and we will plan for them by working with governments all over the world. Yeah. And the answer to these pandemics will be only one intervention, mass vaccination. And CEPI plans, through the co-development of mass vaccination, a massive flow of revenue. Now, who else is in the complex? The World Health Organization, multiple governments, from CEPI, a government of India and Norway, and we're involved, Rockefeller Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, Gavi, the EcoHealth Alliance, the National Institutes of Health, CDC, FDA.
Right.
All together on this, the Communist Chinese Party.
But,
and what's going on here is very complicated. When they are able to declare a worldwide or country emergency with the emergency,
which they've just done again. Yeah.
But Pastor, that when they declare an emergency, that means with no accounting oversight, no omnibus reconciliation, without any vote, these stakeholders literally drain money out of treasuries. And this is what's going on. It is a syndicate crime occurring at the highest level with the highest dollar evaluation flowing to these perpetrators.
Isn't this also, because Dr. Judy and I were talking about the connectivity between the takeover of the healthcare systems as well, which was necessary in order to make this happen. And you can go back to the 1980s, and those of us that warned about what was going to happen when HMOs took over, right? Because that would be the beginning of them beginning to dole out who got care, what kind of care, how it was done, managing doctors. No longer would it be a medical decision, but it would be a bureaucrat or an administrator decision. And when you think about a guy like Gates or the billionaire that you're talking about, that's exactly what you're talking about. You're not talking about medical decisions. You're talking about financial decisions. You're talking about decisions that basically have to do with controlling populations.
You know, I think operationally that's part of it. But a far more powerful construct is what's called a PSYOP, a psychological operation.
Sure.
Remember, doctors are not very good soldiers. They disagree with administrators. They do their own thing. They have their own practices. They could care less. I don't think this is that the health systems are that powerful or they're that responsive to the pharmaceutical industry. I think the power was in the psychological operation. And what we saw is a psychological operation through the injection of fear, where doctors' fear was managed with being absolved from responsibility. Doctors were told, listen, you don't have to treat COVID. Just stand on the sidelines and let all these hospitalizations and deaths occur. And doctors did it because they knew they protected themselves in their clinics if they did it. And the second part of the psychological operation was amazing. Mm-hmm. They were told from the very beginning there's vaccines. The vaccines will be the solution. They are safe and effective. With no questions asked, they're safe and effective. And you will take them. And you will take them every 6 months without question. And the doctors lined up and they rolled up their sleeves. And let me tell you what, when doctors drink the Kool-Aid, we're in trouble. You know, the historical examples on this are atrocious. In the first great cocaine epidemic in late 1800s, early 1900s, the medical community was fully hooked on cocaine. The very first medicinal products of Merck and Sanofi, all these companies were cocaine products. The literature, JAMA, New England Journal of Medicine, was one paper after another of doctors self-experimenting with cocaine. Cocaine was in Coca-Cola, Chianti wine. And this went on for a couple decades. Believe me, doctors drank the Kool-Aid on cocaine, and it was a disaster. Doctors are drinking the Kool-Aid on COVID vaccination.
Is that something that happens in medical school? Is that where they get a hold of their minds? Is that where they get a hold of the manipulation to be able to twist them? Is actually in the education process?
It's partly, but let me tell you, every senior chairman of medicine in the United States, with no critical thinking, with no discussion, rolled up their sleeve and they took a genetic shot, the genetic code for a lethal disease-promoting protein out of a lab in Wuhan, China. You can't make this up. 96% of doctors took that. That means there's only 4% of doctors that had any critical thinking where they asked, what's in this stuff? What does it do?
But doesn't,
how long does it stay in my body?
Right. But Dr. Peter, doesn't training play a role in that? I mean, we have, educationally, we have washed critical thinking out of our education system for the past 50 years. Slowly at first, but in massive doses over the last 35, 40 years, there's no such thing. If you're under the age right now, probably of about 50, honestly, you were never introduced to the idea educationally of critical thinking. We got about a minute and then we got to go into a quick break and then we'll be back.
I have to tell you, it wasn't the people under 50 that were the chairman of departments.
No.
You know, medicine, there's not old people in medicine. It's the doctors over 50 that had the benefit of all the prior tried and true education. They fell on their knees to take this vaccine.
And we'll talk about the reasons for that kind of manipulation when we get back. And then we've also still, we want to talk about the impact on children, why that is so critical that we protect and defend our children, and then the targeting of the 4%, the 4% of doctors that are actually out there standing up saying, hey, wait, stop, don't do this, and how they're being targeted, and what can we do? What can we, the people, do to help them? Because that is going to be, that's the difference. The difference maker is going to be we, the people, but we better wake up. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I've told you guys this for the last 11 years that I've been doing this. One of my most humbling and favorite things is the absolutely remarkably incredible people that I get an opportunity to meet. And this gentleman that is on with me today is a testament to those and to that. And I appreciate you, Dr. Peter, so much for taking the time to be with us today. I really do.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
All right, so let's continue to dive into how do they get, you know, I mean, because we were, I mean, I grew up in the days when you thought that, you know, the doctors and the lawyers and the judges and all, you know, these were the highly educated, the guys who went to extra school and got the extra degrees and they're supposed to be the smartest guys on the planet. How do you get the guys that are supposed to be the smartest guys on the planet to do the dumbest things?
Great question. You know, we had estimated that 4% of doctors actually, you know, had independent thinking and understood that, you know, this virus wasn't much of a threat to people personally, and that the vaccines, you know, needed a careful review and evaluation. Turns out that the global COVID summit had about 17,000 doctors sign thinking the vaccines weren't safe and effective, certainly not for children. You know, 4% of doctors would be 40,000. And then another confirmatory number is in the fall of 2020, the Great Barrington Declaration was signed by and written by Jay Bhattacharya, who's in my media group with Fox, but Martin Koldorf, also in that group from Harvard, and then Sunita Gupta from Oxford. The Great Barrington Declaration was signed worldwide by about 700,000 physicians and scientists, and basically said, listen, we should protect our seniors that were at high risk. We should be prudent, nursing home, domicile, living, congregate living seniors. Everybody else should go about their business as usual. And it turns out Great Barrington was right. The global COVID summit doctors were right. With respect to the lockdown measures and all the things that happened, you know, as of yesterday late, the CDC is basically capitulated. The CDC said, you know, listen, you don't need to quarantine anymore. Just if you're sick, 5 days, use your judgment. The CDC has said, listen, whether you're taking a vaccine or not, none of these differential public health measures matter. Social distancing doesn't matter. The CDC basically has just gone from a kind of COVID zero mentality to a COVID inevitable mentality, which was the Great Barrington Declaration. And now for childhood vaccination, remember the doctors came out first and said, wait a minute, this is, the kids have no chance of benefit. There could be harms. There's no assurances on long-term safety. The state of Florida under Ron DeSantis and Surgeon General Joe Lodapo said, listen, we're not supporting this. This is not good.
Right.
And now recently the entire country of Denmark says, no, don't vaccinate the kids. So we're starting to see some prudence come into the general human thought as this giant psychological operation that's been cast worldwide begins to crumble.
But we have a WHO and we have Becerra, who's our health and services director, both of whom now, one within about 4 or 5 days of each other, have declared this, oh, it's a national emergency once again, in spite of what you just said about the CDC and their quote unquote awakening, I guess, to the realities of this. Again, I guess the question that has to be asked then is, how do we address that? Because these are obviously two diametrically opposed positions. It would seem on the surface.
Well, the fracturing of opinions ought to be notable to Americans. What you just mentioned was the World Health Organization declaration for a new worldwide emergency.
Right.
And then Health and Human Services, U.S. national emergency declaration for monkeypox. So, I mean, this is going to be the real challenge of what type of bait will people worldwide in America fall for. Monkeypox is an orthopox virus that's in the zoonosis with camelpox, smallpox, cowpox. It's a skin rash. There's about 1,000 cases per year in animal handlers out of the Congo Basin. And what's happened is it's gotten into the gay and bisexual communities, spread like wildfire with a lot of intense sexual contact at these parties and raves. In a paper by Thornhill and colleagues, New England Journal of Medicine, on monkeypox, the current epidemic, the human-human transition, 98% is gay or bisexual men having sex with men, on the average 10 partners per man. 95% of it's sexual transmission. 41% have HIV disease. I can tell you, this is not something that comes into the sphere of the general public. With about 9,000 cases in the United States, most doctors have yet to see a case. We had one in Dallas at my center. I wasn't, able to see the patient, but I heard from a lot of doctors. This is a skin rash. This patient had advanced HIV. It's easily treated with a drug called TPOXX, which is safe and effective orally and IV. And yet the first reaction our government did is, buy vaccines from the Bavarian.
Give them a shot. Give everybody a shot.
And let me tell you, this vaccine is interesting. It's been tested in about 7,000 people. It's never prevented a single case of monkeypox. It's only been approved in advance based on antibodies, which are a very poor surrogate for clinical outcomes. And in the portfolio of studies, this vaccine clearly causes heart damage up to 18% of those who have advanced HIV are those who have already taken the smallpox vaccine. So people our age, Pastor, check with your records. I've already had smallpox vaccines, so have you. And we know there that the smallpox
I don't do any of these vaccines. I've got two vaccine-injured children, my eldest child and my youngest child. After the eldest, we slowed all of that down. We didn't give anything to any of our kids until they were at least 3 years of age. And then, unfortunately, with my very youngest, they snuck one in on me while they gave him a quick bath, and then they snuck a shot in on me, and he went from being, on the scale, he was a 9.5 on that 10 scale when the baby's first born, right? They said the only reason we're not making him 10 out of 10 is that his skin color isn't absolutely perfect. Otherwise, he'd be a 10 out of 10, suckled the whole bit. The shot happens, and immediately now he can't suckle. He can't be in bright lights. It was horrific. We have prayed and prayed and prayed over him, and by the grace of God, he's doing well. But he has cerebral palsy. He has Asperger's. All of it is directly related to the shots. And I stopped getting shots after I got out of the service. I just was like, okay, I'm done. No more shots unless I travel internationally.
No, I hear you, but, we could be about the same age. I turned 60 this year.
I am. Yeah, I'm 60.
So I can tell you, when we were kids, we got three shots. Three. And then later on, if you check your record, you did get smallpox almost certainly.
Oh, yeah. No, I did. No, I did. Yes.
But here's the point, Pastor.
And I got my shots when I was in the Air Force because they just bam, right. Yeah.
But here's the point. You and I have already had the smallpox vaccine.
Right.
We have no risk of monkeypox. Even if someone came in our house and we touched them, we're not going to get monkeypox. So with monkeypox being in such a small, restricted community, and with a huge population already protected, the question is, how far will people chase this bait?
Right,
right now, the treasuries are being drained. The money's going to Bavarian Nordic, the JYNNEOS vaccine. Money spent for TPOX, that's fine. The drug actually works. It's safe and effective. But I can tell you, I think people have had their fill of this. Infectious disease emergency after another.
Right.
Emergency, you ought to look out the windows and see an emergency. We ought to be so overwhelmed in hospitals where we cry uncle and there's an emergency. I can tell you that this is fabricated. There's no more emergency for monkeypox as there is for syphilis or gonorrhea. We got this.
Relative to the children, I had, and it was actually in the doctor's stream that I'm on with you. There was a father that had called into a pharmacy about the 7-year-old boy. He was calling from New Zealand and the recorded phone call. And they basically said, well, we don't say anything. We don't give informed consent because we don't want to scare the parents. But these cases of myocarditis among children, now you've got what they call SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. Now, there's obviously evidence that SIDS is directly related to the vaccine issues. Where's the justice come out of this?
You're starting to see it. You know, you summarized the body of information correctly. That's the reason why Ron DeSantis, Joe LaDapa, says no way for vaccinating kids. The whole country of Denmark said no way. I want to update you with this paper that just hit the wires.
Please.
The first author is Man Sugian et al. From Bangkok, and they used state-of-the-art technology, and they measured EKG, high-sensitivity troponin T, echocardiography, and MRI when needed. They used the same tools that I would use in my practice. Just before and after the second dose of Pfizer in children age 13 to 18. I was on the national TV this morning on this. My first comment is, why didn't Harvard do this study? Why didn't the Mayo Clinic? You know, we're over a year into this, and where's our major academic institutions? This is the same study the FDA has asked Pfizer and Moderna to do in order to fulfill their biological licensing agreement. So this is exactly, this was done by the university in Bangkok. They did what the FDA wanted. What did they find out? 301 kids aged 13 to 18 take the vaccine. 29% have cardiac symptoms, chest pain, tachycardia, shortness of breath. They feel sick. And it turns out that 7 out of 301 have evidence of myopericarditis, either blood test, EKG, echo or MRI evidence. Two kids are hospitalized for 4 to 5 days. I'm telling you, 7 out of 301, that number is astronomical. Astronomical, unacceptably high. You know, this as there's 200 papers now on heart damage in children, and I can tell you it's fatal in some of these reports. The World Council for Health, June 11th, 2022, says, pull them off the market.
Wow. And yet the stuff is still there, and they're still putting it out, and they're still shooting kids up with it. And actually, it seems as though they're in a hyperdrive to give this to more children. I mean, they're wanting to mandate this in certain states to children down as young as 4 years old.
Oh, and some states want the children to make their own decisions without parental oversight. In a sense, a child to make their potentially fatal decision. You know something's wrong when there's no focus on nursing home patients and seniors. They're the ones who get sick with COVID and are hospitalized, not children. There's been a hyper focus now for over a year on children. Our CDC in February of 2022 said that 75% of kids have already had it. I've just testified under oath. I think now 90% where we are now have had it. We know if someone's had COVID, their children are completely protected against any serious risks at all in the future. So the vaccines in children are not medically necessary, not clinically indicated, not safe, as we've reviewed. And then they're not efficacious. There's not a single randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial that shows reductions in any meaningful outcome. Shockingly, in the Moderna dossier for children aged 6 months to 5 years, the vaccine efficacy was 4%. That's indistinguishable from zero. The vaccine said essentially nothing. Remember, if a vaccine doesn't give 50% protection for at least a year, it's useless. And the childhood vaccine schedule, by the way, ages 12 to 17, is shot one with Pfizer, Moderna. 3 weeks later, shot two. 5 months later, shot three. And then every 6 months thereafter. What parents aren't, you know, they think it's a one-time thing.
Right.
This isn't a one-time thing. This is a commitment to every six-month genetic condition.
They're going
to
keep, they're going to keep doing it. Well, okay, and to that end, I tell you what, so let's take a quick break. When we come right back, we're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about the 4%. And the targeting of the doctors, what is happening to the targeting of the doctors and how we can do it. And then let's talk about also what this is doing. You talked about the RNA, mRNA. We haven't really gotten into that particular aspect of it, but perhaps we can talk a little bit about what it's doing to literally the long-term impacts of health challenges that people might be facing as a result of these injections and what it's doing to change their bodies. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. My very special guest, Dr. Peter McCullough.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the page. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong. Not silent, but bold. And not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me. And you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Dr. Peter McCullough. You can find him at PeterMcCulloughMD.com. PeterMcCulloughMD.com. And for those of you that are watching us, you can see it right there on the screen. PeterMcCulloughMD.com. Dr. Peter, so as we're talking about this, I think the next natural transition is to talk about these 4%. The doctors that are out there that are standing up, you and I were talking in the break about, you know, yourself and a few others that are appearing on programs. I've had several that have appeared here on my program as well. Obviously, not in mass numbers. Let's talk about the 4%. First of all, what makes you guys different? Number one. And then number two, how do we support you, and what are the targeting pressures that you're feeling?
That's an interesting question. Of the 4% who declined the vaccines, they're not well characterized, but the 500 doctors who are actually treating COVID-19 patients and are forward-facing, they are. They tend to be middle-aged or older. Very few young doctors. They tend to be in independent practice. Many actually graduated from top medical schools at the top of their class. I think that's very interesting. Many are actually members of Alpha Omega Alpha. AOA is it represents the top 50% of medical schools and the top 7% of graduates. So myself, Richard Urso, many of us are actually AOA members. So in a sense, it almost you had to be a superior doctor to have the strength to figure this out. Mm-hmm. And of interest, these doctors fulfilled their Hippocratic Oath. They responded to the call. They actually fulfilled the duty to treat. There was always a duty to treat. I testified in the Texas Senate to this, and I schooled the Department of Health and Human Services on this June 27, 2022. I said, listen, there's always a duty to treat for a potentially fatal illness, and if a doctor doesn't treat, there's a duty to refer, and there's always a community standard of care. It's initially, for a new problem, the very first doctor who tries to treat a patient, that is the community standard of care, and then it evolves from there.
Okay.
What we never accept is the community standard of care coming from government agencies, because it never does. It doesn't come from the CDC, NIH, or FDA, or HHS, and the community standard of care is not policed or managed by the medical boards. And so what we saw is these hero doctors,
right,
as they developed the community standard of care, and they used both emergency use authorized drugs and appropriately indicated available drugs in
right.
combination. That was the innovation. That what we found is they were being interfered with by state medical boards, and now they're being interfered with by the certifying boards for their board certification. So on May 26, myself and virtually every other hero doctor in the United States received a letter from their board, their credentialing board, that says that we are now under professional review. And in my letter, I'll tell you that they pointed out statements that I gave under oath in the Texas Senate in 2021. Now, listen, when you get called under oath, it's the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Amen.
You answer questions to the best of your ability.
Right.
I think everybody listening to this ought to be on notice that if one now as a doctor, a nurse, an engineer, a pastor, anyone else, when you give your best effort under oath, now in this world, that subjects you to professional injury and reprisal.
That's crazy that actually telling the truth would be something that could actually get you in trouble with a board whose responsibility is the best practices for the best health of the public. I mean, they're, if anybody's going to be following the Hippocratic Oath, you would think it would be the board that certifies the doctors that provide you with the necessary care to keep you well.
Absolutely. That's actually in the charter. The American Board of Internal Medicine, which I'm continuously certified in both medicine and cardiology, I've passed every test. I've got a sparkling track record. I'm the most published person in my field in the world in history. They rely on my papers and a lot of the board preparation materials. I can tell you that in their charter statements, they demand that doctors be independent thinkers, that they put their patients first, that they challenge the orthodoxy. And that's exactly what we've done. And in fact, now there's professional reprisal. Senator Ron Johnson responded. He called them out, said, let's discuss this. They refused to come out. Senator Bob Hall in Texas also said, listen, but Bob Hall made a great point. No agency or person has license over the truth. And I said this at my stage speech at CPAC. I said, listen, in medicine, there is no such thing as misinformation. That doesn't exist. There's simply scientific data and observations, and there's two or more interpretive points of view. And the fact that we have different interpretations, that actually is what helps advance the field forward. So misinformation does not exist. So what they're actually hunting, what they're actually trying to prosecute, doesn't even exist. There is no such thing as misinformation. They don't have agency or licensure over the truth.
But they don't want the truth, apparently, to be spoken out there if the truth contradicts what appears to be, as we began this entire process today talking with you, a manufactured agenda that exists and a plan that was in place years before this actually happened, perhaps being released in smaller dosages, but nonetheless it was a plan in place for this very large operation.
There clearly was. And, you know, whether it was just planning and then by accident it leaks out of the lab or there's some other event or whether it was just, you know, a release to just put this thing into motion, nobody knows. But it's clear there was great planning. Reagan was right. 36 pre-planning events, 25 that generated documents, 6 that were filmed. I mean, this is clear. It's in the open. Everyone expected this, and everyone, including myself, should have been paying attention. I wasn't. I was caught by surprise. But I can tell you at this point in time, I've done my best to take care of each and every patient. I testified under oath in the United States Senate. I said I've always treated my high-risk patients. I've always fulfilled my Hippocratic Oath. I have had everything stripped away from me in my career that I've earned with no due process, no courtesy phone call, no faculty senate. I've never been discredited by anybody of academic standing. The attacks come by certified letter or by anonymous internet attacks. And what's going on right now, I think everyone should be concerned. When I said, people said, Dr. McCullough, it's been worth it. I said, if I've helped one person, it was worth it.
Right.
And the McCullough Protocol and everything that was developed has been credited with sparing tens of millions of hospitalizations and millions of lives.
So you're talking about what you put in place as preventative to help people either to prevent dealing with COVID or to get through it if they ended up catching the disease. And what you're saying is that all of your efforts based on all of your years of expertise and everything that you know has been attacked and assaulted, and basically they have attempted to call you some kind of a quack doctor now because you don't follow their rules of the road.
You know, I went from one of the most celebrated physicians of all time in 2018 to now, you know, some anonymous tweeter calling me a hack. You know, we've traced a lot of the fact checkers. Most of them trace back to the Poynter Institute, which is directly funded by the Gates Foundation. This is a war of information.
Sure.
And the question is, you know, who's going to fall for this?
All right. Final question. I know we need to get to a point of wrapping up here. Talk about these protocols, because I think it's a good idea, because there are people who are dealing with this, and obviously we want to give people, you know, a means by which to stay healthy. So talk to me about what your counsel would be for people right now relative to the season that we're in.
The most important prevention measure is to do virucidal nasal washes and gargles. Either dilute hydrogen peroxide, dilute povidone iodine, or some commercial products like nitric oxide, clear, colloidal silver. They all work.
Okay.
Twice a day is general prevention, or if you've been out in a carotid arena or congregate setting, go home and do a nasal wash. I just had somebody with red-hot COVID in my house, and I just did the nasal washes and gargles during that period of time. Nothing happened. I'm perfectly fine. I can tell you that that's the most important prevention. We're no longer using hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin for prevention. We're actually just using the nasal treatments. And then for active treatment, go to my website, petermcculloughmd.com. Look at the McCullough protocol. It's copyright pending. And we actually have a sequenced multi-drug approach, including the nasal washes and acute treatment, which we do up 4 to 6 times a day. And then we sequence through other drugs. There's a range of drugs we can use. We never use a single drug alone. We use drugs in combination, and I'm not opposed to using Paxlovid or Molnupiravir, but remember, Paxlovid is only utilized in the unvaccinated and in young people. It was never tested in old people who are fully vaccinated, like Mr. Anthony Fauci or President Biden. That was an example of failure. They should have received community standard of care, probably with monoclonal antibodies and a hydroxy or ivermectin-based approach, plus other drugs. So we never use single drugs, and we stay strictly according to clinical trials.
You can find that information at petermcculloughmd.com, petermcculloughmd.com. Dr. Peter, thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. God bless you. We'll continue to keep you lifted up in prayer as you keep fighting this fight. And I look forward to being able to have you back on the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we're out of time for today. We'll be back with you tomorrow. You've been watching Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Thank you, Pastor. I got it.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking a dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pond, and this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Krikyol and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.